ahead there. Let's talk about how to get traffic for your seven-figure product launch. And this applies whether you're launching an e-commerce product or maybe you're launching a course, some kind of membership. Maybe you're offering like a coaching type product, tapes, downloadables, things like that. Or potentially you have an app, some kind of software, maybe you're a SaaS entrepreneur. The one thing that, you know, we all need is traffic. How do you get that traffic to that launch? Now, there are a lot of strategies and there are a lot of traffic sources these days that you can actually make use of for your product launch. So that's the good news. You know, there's a lot of ways you can come at it, but these are my recommended approaches. So the first one that I really like is YouTube ads. Now, I know that Facebook ads for a long time has been kind of like the dominant, you know, ad platform for, you know, product launches, small to medium sized businesses that are launching. But the thing with Facebook ads is there's more and more competition, and Facebook ads is not always super friendly to businesses that need to take a direct response style of advertising. So your advertising tends to be needs to be kind of bland to really work and be allowed through the filtering process. So you kind of need to pay a lot of attention to that. With YouTube advertising, YouTube ads, there's a lot more leeway, there's a lot less competition, and you can see a lot of really good performance for your product launches on the platform. There's a lot of room to be creative, of course, on the platform in the video format and, you know, in the other formats that they make available on there. So you might see a lot of success with that YouTube ads. That's, you know, my top recommendation for traffic. The second one is all other ad platforms. Now, that includes Facebook ads, Twitter ads. That includes Google search ads. That includes a lot of the PPC networks that you might have come across in your search for traffic. I think those are all good to explore as well. The third traffic strategy I really like is organic social media. And this is a huge opportunity if you are, say, like an e-commerce brand, or, you know, you're creating info products. And even for SaaS and apps as well, there's a lot of applicability where you can use this strategy, because you can get a ton of traffic without necessarily paying for it, having to pay for it. And so that's a huge thing, a huge advantage. Now, another great traffic method I like is guest blogging. Now, understand, with guest blogging, just like with SEO and other strategies like that, it might take you a long time to start getting the traffic coming in, but this will compound over time. So that's the good thing. So don't count on that as like your go-to strategy right away if you're trying to launch something. But no, it's a really good long-term traffic strategy. I really like the strategy, and I highly recommend it. So those are the traffic strategies that I would highly recommend you to look into. There are other ones as well that you can explore. There's a lot of traffic strategies out there. I also have two free resources for you that you can grab. The first one is my Solopreneur Profits Bootcamp, which shows you how to make a lot more sales of your products. The link for that is in the description. And if you also need more help, I offer a free More Product Sales Today brainstorm consulting call for my subscribers. And so you can subscribe and check for the booking link in the description if you need to book a call to talk about getting more product sales. The link for that is also in the description.